AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. It is now confirmed. Two Americans who were held in Russian prisons are now in U.S. custody, freed in a prisoner exchange.
Their biggest prisoner swap in post-Soviet history, Moscow releasing journalist Evan Gershkovich and fellow American Paul Whelan in a multinational deal that set some two dozen people free. That's according to officials in Turkey. The trade followed years of secretive back-channel negotiations, despite relations between Washington and Moscow being at their lowest point since the Cold War, Hayapanjwani, Washington.
In New York, an appeals court has denied Donald Trump's bid to end a gag order in his hush money case. The defense had tried to get it lifted before he sentenced in September. Stocks have turned sharply lower this midday, the Dow down more than 400 points. Unemployment claims came in higher last week, another 14,000. Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance campaigning again today on immigration at the Arizona border with Mexico.
Got kids who can't learn in schools because their kids have been overwhelmed with migrant children who shouldn't be there. We've got hospitals where the wait times have exploded because illegal aliens are standing in front of the line of American citizens.
Vice President Kamala Harris speaks in Houston today, honoring the late Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee.
Jackson Lee died July 19th after being treated for pancreatic cancer. I'm Donna Warder.
Israeli authorities confirm they did kill a top Hamas leader last month during a strike. That news came as another leader of the militant group was laid to rest after being killed in Iran. At the Olympics today, Simone Biles will try to become the oldest Olympic gymnastics champion in decades. At age 27, she competes in the women's all-around final. This is AP News. You've heard about that Boar's Head deli meat recall because of listeria. It's gotten even larger, reports our Lisa Dwyer.
The popular deli meat company Boar's Head is recalling an additional 7 million pounds of ready-to-eat products as an investigation into a deadly listeria outbreak continues. The new recall includes 71 products made between May 10th and July 29th at the company's Jarrett, Virginia plant. The new items include meat intended to be sliced at delis, as well as some packaged meat and poultry products. Two people have died and nearly three dozen have been sickened in 13 states. Health officials say refrigerators should be thoroughly cleaned and sanitized to prevent contamination of other foods.
An inmate's been sentenced to more than 4 years in prison for his role in the 2018 fatal bludgeoning of Boston gangster James Whitey Bulger in a West Virginia federal prison. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.